Moncrief on News Talk.
It's never too late, you know. While most people might embark on a music career in their teens or 20s, Linda Lammon decided to wait a while until she'd had kids and grandkids. 5 years ago, at the age of 70, she started writing and recording and now features on the playlists of many UK radio stations. Her latest single is called Don't Put It On Me. Afternoon, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Sean. I'm really pleased to be speaking to the voice that was voted the sexiest voice on radio.
Yes. That was many years ago, though. My voice sexiness has probably declined since then.
You still sound sexy to me, Sean.
Thank you, Linda. That's so sweet of you to say so. Your music career, there was a music career when you were like a teenager for a while.
Yes. I joined a band and went professional for about a year or two. Didn't last very long, but it was good fun while it lasted.
Yeah. And were you a drummer originally?
Yes, I actually got the job as a drummer. They soon put me on the front with my false eyelashes, miniskirt and white boots. They didn't want to hide me in the background.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. You wouldn't be able to see the white boots if you're behind a drum kit. When the band then, that didn't last, and then did you kind of forget about it? And, you know, what did you do for
I started a family, Sean, as many girls in the 60s, you know, we got married fairly early. So that was it. And in my mind, everything was pushed back and became very domesticated and then got a job to pay the mortgage. So it wasn't until a bit later that I started writing songs again, because really it's the songwriting that interests me.
Yeah.
I was just scribbling lyrics and things, and that went on for decades.
And so you spent decades writing songs, but you had no expectations of them.
No, absolutely not. They were just put in a folder and gathering dust somewhere. And I just got on with my busy life.
Yeah. And as I understand it as well, you, when your husband was poorly and eventually you lost him, and I'm very sorry for your loss, but he encouraged you to go and live your life and perhaps pursue some unfulfilled dreams.
Yeah. My late husband, David, bless him, he had motor neurone disease. And I used to practice in my music room when he was ill. And when he died, he said, live your life. So I decided I was going to make use of the last couple of decades of my life and do something to make a difference.
Yeah. So you joined a band. But even at that stage, am I correct in this? You it was like a cover band. You weren't really doing your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just after he died, I joined a cover band. We were doing Cash Carter stuff, actually, Johnny Cash. Mm. And I was doing June Carter, and we had a Johnny Cash. Yeah, but it was all covers. And it was actually a young man. He was only actually 16 at the time. He said, you should really be concentrating on your own songs. They're good, you know. So, yeah, so it was mainly covers.
Yeah. So did you think about that for a few minutes and then say to the rest of Cash Carter, I'm out of here. You're all on your own now.
Sex, drugs and rock and roll. One of the guys, you know, sort of left his wife and went to live with the fiddle player. So that was it. That was the end of the band.
Oh, right. Okay. So, yeah. There's a Netflix series in that, probably.
so that was left to us to, it disbanded, and that was the end of that. And I thought, well, what am I going to do now? And then this magazine, because I'm in the PRS, and this magazine came through the door, and it said, are you looking for accommodation? You know, and it was the PRS Benevolent Fund, and they've got accommodation in Dorset. And I decided to go for it. So I left home, rented my house out and went and moved into a one-bedroom flat and lived next door to ex-professional musicians. Do you remember The Love Affair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Linton Guest from The Love Affair, he's a keyboard player. He was my next-door neighbour. And then I had the guy from The Motors, Andy McMaster living the other way. So it was good fun.
Oh, gosh. So this sounds like was like a retirement home for old rock stars.
Oh, absolutely not. Not staying up till 4 in the morning, no.
No, but they would if they could, though.
No, we did.
So living there, then, did you have access to kind of studios and obviously you were getting help as well with the songwriting?
Yeah, well, we collaborated and they kind of listened to me because the good thing was they'd been pros. They were my age, or Andy was a little older. So they encouraged me and they said, and they told me when something was wrong, when something was right. We had like a community room with a drum kit in there. I would meet in there and I'd test out ideas on them. But while I was there, I actually met Brian May, Sir Brian May.
Ah. And
yeah.
And was he any help at all?
Oh, he was a great help because while I was there, I wrote the New Woodland song because I'd heard somebody had bought 160 acres of woodland and it was Brian May. Huh. So I wrote a song to celebrate it because I love nature and absolutely. And he heard it, emailed me and said, "This is great. Can you play it live at the tree planting day?"
All right. Lovely. That's fantastic. And now that you've recorded music, and I suppose that, like, from the time you started to the way it is now, the business is completely different. It's not even about getting a record deal or anything. You kind of, are you all over social media now, plugging your music?
Oh, I've got no choice, Sean. You've got to keep yourself in front. So, yeah, I kind of do lots of radio shows. I am on social media, been on the telly. Yeah, it's keeping me very busy.
Indeed. Well, the best of luck with it. Keep up the good work, Linda. Hopefully you might be playing some gigs over here soon. That was Linda Lamon there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.